Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the reproductive rights amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.
If you're going to speak about something, you need to know a lot about it. You need to know three or four times as much as you're going to speak about at minimum. So first of all, you have to do your background research. You have to have multiple stories at hand that you can use to illustrate your point. And you have to have a point. You have to organize what you're talking about around a problem. So before I go on stage to speak on my tour, I always sit for half an hour, some of which involves usually about 5 minutes of anxiety. And I think, okay, there's a problem I'm trying to address tonight, a central problem or a theme. What is it? It might be courage. It might be responsibility. It might be meaning. That serves as an organizing principle. So that would be the point. And then basically I organize, say, a dozen stories around that, and I can kind of arrange them as a journey, and it's a journey that circles the main point. And so I'm trying to explore it, to say what I think about courage, let's say, but to take what I'm thinking farther than I've taken it already. And so then I can plot out, you know, little 5 minute stories that I have that are associated with courage, and then I can talk to the audience. And I would say, talk about what you know. Use your personal experience, because that's something that you're actually a master of. You can bring in other material, but it has to be tied to the real world through your own experience. Otherwise, it's not real. It's also very good to speak directly to the audience, to the individuals in the audience, because I'm always looking at a single person, one after another, and focusing on them and talking to them, just like you'd have a conversation with someone. And that way I can see if they're following along. And I'm always listening to the audience. What I really like to hear from the audience is no noise at all, silence. Because if the audience, especially, you know, if it's a couple hundred or a couple of thousand people, if the audience is dead silent, then I know that I'm on the right track. And the other thing I would say is, you're telling stories. So every fact that you relate, or every set of facts, has to be tied to a story. There has to be a meaningful output, which is something like, why is it important to your life that you know this fact? How is it related to how you're going to conduct yourself moving forward, or how you're going to see the world? Because that's kind of the essence of meaning. How does this fact change the way you perceive the world or act in the world? That's the meaning of the fact. And facts without meaning are dull. So you need to know that. You need to tell the truth, that's for sure. And I mean, for me, my talks are really, they're an attempt to explore a set of ideas in the most truthful way that I can manage. And that's also an adventure, because letting yourself speak freely about a topic, you don't always know where it's going to go. And so, but that also hooks in the audience, because they're along for the ride, right? And there's a risk. The risk is you might forget where you are. You might lose the thread. You might say something you regret. You might get confused. the talk should be a process of exploration, like a journey that you're taking the audience along on. It's the same when you're reading a novel. Like, a great novel isn't exactly plotted out from beginning to end to begin with. The author is taking himself or herself and you on an intellectual adventure through the character development, and the characters have to be allowed to live and to express themselves, and the novel needs to unfold. It's like a colloquy between the conscious mind and the unconscious source of inspiration, and the novel is actually a journey.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the Reproductive Rights Amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.
Through a characterological landscape, and the author shouldn't know where he or she's going to end up at the beginning. Same with an artist who's writing a song or a piece of music or a piece of visual art. There has to be play and exploration along the way. And so you also don't want to deliver an over-prepared talk, in my estimation, or at least that's not how I do it. You want to have a theme, you want to have a body of knowledge from which you can draw on, and then you want to be actively exploring the idea in front of the audience. And that's very gripping for everyone, including you. And you should learn something from the talk. It's an opportunity to think on your feet. Anyways, that's my style of lecturing. It's a trapeze act without a safety net, I would say, and that's part of what makes it gripping, is that there's a high probability of failure. And I would say with any performance that's going to be gripping, there has to be a high probability of failure, and that's why I don't speak with notes. If you speak with notes, which you might have to if you're a beginning speaker, then you cannot fail because you can always read the notes. And so there's a net. You'll fall in the net, but you won't die. But you'll never do anything spectacular. So that's the thing, is if you're going to do something spectacular, you have to take the risk. And if you're going to take the risk, you have to think on your feet. And then you also have to have something to think about. You have to be working on this material. You know, I've been working on the stuff I talk about for 30 years, for tens of thousands of hours. And so I have that reservoir of knowledge, I suppose. And whenever I read something new, I'm slotting it into the knowledge structure that I use to generate my talks. And I'm reading all the time. And lots of the things I read, I forget. They're not relevant to my central mission, whatever that happens to be. Look, something like the delineation of the relationship between responsibility and meaning, and maybe responsibility, meaning, and perception. It's something like that. And so I have a central concern. Or deeper than that, in some sense, my central concern was how to ensure personally that if I was tempted in a situation like the situations that arose in the Soviet Union and Nazi Germany, that I wouldn't fall prey to those totalitarian systems and act in the reprehensible manner that so many people acted in. That's really been a driving concern of mine. And that bleeds over into the relationship between meaning and responsibility and perception. So there's a core set of problems that I'm working on, and every talk is an attempt to further develop those. So you also have to have a problem, you know? You think, well, you don't want to have a problem. It's like, yeah, you do. You've got problems anyways. If you're alive, you've got problems. Pick one of them. It can be your problem, and that can be the problem you try to address, whatever that happens to be. And then you have something to talk about. How am I going to address this problem? How can this problem be addressed? So you need to have a problem, too, if you're going to talk, just like you need to have a problem if you're going to write, because the writing is an attempt to solve the problem. And so is the talking. If you're not trying to solve a problem, what the hell are you doing talking? Why should anyone care? It's got to be a real problem, too, like a nail biter of a problem, a dragon of a problem. And if it's a problem that everyone else shares, so much the better. And then you grapple with it.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the reproductive rights amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.